Member,
and welcome to the fall regional meeting of the Philadelphia Society. My name is Jim Heinisch. I'm your host in this first hour and a half. And I want to welcome you to Colonial Williamsburg. As you probably can see, 2 weeks ago, a very nasty lady named Isabel visited us, and she's left her mark everywhere. Nevertheless, I hope you'll have time this weekend to walk through the streets and byways of Williamsburg and enjoy our beautiful little colonial, former colonial capital and college town. And while you're at it, I hope you'll visit our historic sites, including the campus of the College of William and Mary, Colonial Williamsburg, of course, and don't forget Jamestown and Yorktown, which are part of our historic triangle. If you'd like to go to Busch Gardens for the Halloween Horror Show, they are virtually closed for the season, but the outlets are still open, so I'm sure some of you will find your way to do some shopping along Route 60. Before I introduce our panel, distinguished panel this morning, I want to make a personal observation. For some time, it's been my opinion that modern liberalism, as we've known it, is dead and dying. Liberals no longer believe in anything except if you've got a problem, take it to the federal government. We'll create a new program, spend a lot of money on it, unless it has to do with national defense, of course. If the 20th century was the century of big government ideas, Marxism, socialism, communism, Nazism, fascism, and liberalism, then, in my opinion, this 21st century could be the era of modern conservatism. And it will be our age if we nurture, educate, and encourage young conservatives to enter the academy and to get involved in politics. I'd like to ask all the young people that are here on scholarship, and even if you're not so young, to please stand.
Really?
It's pretty impressive, isn't it? Especially for a regional meeting. Thank you very much. Please be seated. They are here because of your generosity. And I want to make a strong pitch for each of you who can do so to please contribute to the Forrest MacDonald Scholarship Fund of the Society. You may be responsible for tomorrow's conservative leaders in the academy and in politics. Okay, so much for the commercial messages. Now on with the show. Topic of our first panel this morning is the foundations of republican government, self-interest, commerce, and virtue, and we have three very distinguished speakers to start off the day. Our first speaker is probably known to almost all of you, Professor Gary McDowell from the University of Richmond, where he has the following title, and it may take the rest of his 15 minutes for me to say it. He's the Tyler Haynes Interdisciplinary Professor of Leadership Studies and Political Science. But perhaps more importantly, he is Director of the Institute of the United States Studies, and a position he's held since 1992, and he's Professor of American Studies at the University of London. He's also a member of the United Kingdom Educational Commission, better known as the Fulbright Commission. From 90 to 92, Gary was Bradley Visiting Scholar at the Harvard Law School, and in the fall of 1992, he was also a lecturer in the Department of Government at Harvard. Fortunately, they didn't seem to learn very much. From 87 to 88, he was a fellow at the Woodrow Wilson International Center for Scholars at the Smithsonian Institution. From 85 to 87, he was Associate Director of Public Affairs at the U.S. Department of Justice, a post he assumed after serving as Director of the Office of the Bicentennial of the Constitution at the National Endowment of the Humanities. He's a graduate of the University of Virginia, where he earned his PhD, and the University of Chicago, and he's taught at Dickinson College and Tulane University. He's the author of a number of books, including Equity in the Constitution, The Supreme Court, Equitable Relief and Public Policy, published by the University of Chicago Press, Curbing the Courts, The Constitution and the Limits of Judicial Power from LSU Press, and he is a co-author with Eugene Hickok of Justice versus Law, Courts and Politics in American Society, published by Free Press. He's currently completing a book on the higher law background of the American Constitution, and he's written a number of articles and reviews for such conservative publications as the New York Times, the Washington Post, the LA Times, but he's also written for the Wall Street Journal, the London Independent, the National Review, the Public Interest, and the Times of London. Now, Gary will speak to you for about 15 minutes, and then I'll introduce our next speaker. After we go through the three speakers, we will open it up for questions, and there is a microphone in the middle, and we will continue this until 10:30 at, what am I saying? Not, that's not right.
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock, which point we will have a break. So, without further ado, Professor McDowell.